WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. The topic this week is from the pages of the Greenville News. The Greenville News spent several months analyzing how new laws have affected restaurants, how restaurant inspections now work in South Carolina. We're going to get into that with a reporter behind this story, and that is Lilia Calampenso. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Lilia, in recent years, South Carolina officials have actually toughened food restrictions. And as a result of that, what's happened?
Fines for restaurants have gone up. This kind of came about, the story that we did kind of came about, one of my coworkers actually did a story back in January that was just straightforward, reported on fines for violations among restaurants in Greenville. It was notable. There were quite a few restaurants on that list and many very well-known restaurants, particularly in downtown Greenville. After that story, I cover food for the paper. So after that story, I started hearing from some of the restaurant folks about, well, that wasn't a full story. And so I started asking some more questions and come to find out that food safety laws in the state had changed in 2014. And so as a result, there was kind of this uptick in violations among restaurants and then subsequently fines starting around 2018. I dug a little deeper and that's kind of where our story came from.
Many of us walk into a restaurant, and one of the first things we might do, especially if we've not been there before, is we look up on the wall and we see in a frame those restaurant grades. An A. Is it a B? If we see a C, we might go back out the door. Remind us how that grading process works when we see those type grades.
In South Carolina, they use a letter grade system. It correlates to a number grade that an inspector tallies when they do a restaurant inspection. It's a 100-point scale, so an A usually is about, it's like 88 to 100. A B grade would be if a restaurant scored 78 to an 87, and a C is anything below a 78. It correlates to, like I said, the inspection. When a inspector performs their inspection at a restaurant, they have a scale of, I think it's about 52 different points that they are grading a restaurant on. And each of those points is weighted a different number of points, anything from 1 to 4. If a restaurant is in compliance, they gain those points. If they're out of compliance, they lose them. And that ends up as a number grade, which, as I mentioned, then is correlated to a letter grade. Not every state does the letter grade.
If it is determined that a restaurant is failing in a particular area, what might some of those violations include? Maybe go on to tell us about penalties and fines.
In combing through restaurant inspections and then the fines that were doled out over the past, 10 years, the most common violations that I saw pop up again and again were related to temperature. Food safety is very scientific, as I found. There is a certain range of temperature that is deemed the danger zone. If food is in that temperature range for too long, it's more likely that pathogens have a better environment to grow and they can grow faster. But it is also a challenge for restaurants to maintain. And that is something that in South Carolina, at least, changed when the sweeping changes were made to food safety law in 2014, particularly cold holding temperature, where you're holding foods that need to be refrigerated. For instance, like chicken salad, that must be held at 41 degrees. Before the changes were made, it was the temperature holding was 45 degrees. So restaurants have had to kind of shift and recalibrate their cooling equipment to make sure that they can maintain the 41-degree holding temperature. But it is a challenge, particularly in a hot kitchen. Another one that came up again and again was related to labeling foods like salad dressing, sauces, soup that are made in advance and stored must be labeled with the day they are prepared and should also have the date that they must be discarded, which is 7 days after they have been prepared. Ensuring every single one is labeled, it was one that could fall through the cracks, particularly as you have staff turnover. And what I heard among restaurants and even among DHEC is that with the staffing challenges facing restaurants, where there's most restaurants I encounter are hiring, they're always hiring now, and there's a lot of turnover. When you have these laws that require, you know, very specific training, it can be a challenge to ensure that these rules are followed to the T. So another one that I definitely saw was related to using gloves, and that's something that's different, and I think it's something that you have to teach as a habit.
Glad you brought that up, Lilia, because I'm thinking about not long ago, I'm in a sub sandwich shop and I see the person preparing my sandwich put on their gloves and then they prepare it. Years back, that maybe wasn't always the case, but I feel a little better now. They've got gloves on during that process. Away from food and temperature, a couple of other things that I've read and heard before that come up that have nothing to do with what's going to end up coming out on the plate is about the workers. Are they washing their hands with hot water and soap? I'm thinking mold in the ice machine comes up sometimes.
Employee hygiene is, I think, kind of how it's referred to. Particularly now in South Carolina, we've had quite a few cases of hepatitis A, not in Greenville or the upstate area. Restaurants, again, have to work on training staff. And yes, I did see the violation related to rust in the ice machine.
One final question before we run out of time. Currently, how many inspectors does the state have on the job?
There are 82. That's what DHEC told me. Kind of amazing given there are like 20,000 retail food establishments that require inspection in the state. I know in the upstate, I think they are hiring. They're looking to hire two more right now. We've seen significant growth in the number of restaurants we have. DHEC said they didn't really record that sort of data. That would be something I would be interested in. Changes in relation to the number of restaurants that a city has.
Appreciate very much this conversation today on More to the Story, again from the Greenville News, and talking about restaurants inspections in South Carolina. Lilia Calampenso, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paul.
More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.